Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined in studio by Jess Kelly, who's going to answer your tech questions, but also give us news of the M&S cyber attack. What do we know now?
What we know now, as of this morning, the chief executive of the company and indeed the head of customer service came out and confirmed that they were targeted by a sophisticated cyber attack. They stated that some customer information has been taken, but there's nothing to say at this stage if it has been utilised in any way, shape or form. They did stress, however, that the information taken does not include usable payment or card details, which they do not store onto their systems. So it would be things like items that you've bought, your name, your address, your date of birth, any information that you will put into the system when you create an account. This is obviously... it's not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. What M&S is saying is that when customers next go to shop from the website or indeed the app, customers will be prompted to change their passwords. We don't know what will come of that information. We don't know if it was a ransomware attack. There's still a lot of unknowns here, but it's just a very stark reminder that cyber attacks do happen every single day of the week. And that your information, you need to ensure that you are, you know, keeping secure passwords, protecting your information and looking out for any suspicious transactions as well.
Now, you want to talk about the new Samsung Galaxy member.
Yes, this is the S25 Edge. Now, I was very excited when I heard about the Edge because you might remember back in the day, we had things like the S7 Edge, which had a gorgeous curved screen, the glass kind of bent around the side of the frame. That's not what this is. So what this is a super thin version of the S25 range. The S25 is their flagship device. We had three phones launched earlier this year. The key talking point, it has to be said, was the AI integration. The spec wasn't massively different from the S24. But what they've done is they've shaved a lot off the frame of the phone. So it's now just 5.8 millimeters thick. So it's one of the thinnest flagship phones out there.
If you put it in your back pocket and sit down, will it bend?
Probably with an arse like mine, possibly. We'll find out when we get one in for review. But the idea is that it's still made of titanium. It has the Gorilla Glass. But what I would say is there are a few compromises along the way. So for example, you are getting a super powerful camera built inside. So it's a 200 megapixel wide camera. You are losing the telephoto lens. The big one for me is the battery. So the battery, the Edge battery has a 3,900 milliamp battery, while the standard S25 has a 4,000 milliamp battery, and it's very expensive. So it's around 1,200 euro for the phone. So if the size and the bulk of a phone is what matters to you, this could be the way to go. But in terms of performance and power, I would still go with the flagship.
Very good. All right, questions flooding in. I hope you can help me. I have an iPad and an iPhone. The kids use my iPad and can access my Gmail. How can I prevent anyone accessing my Gmail on my iPad?
So you've got a few different ways. You could either...
Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Put it into a particular folder and move it away. You could sign out and sign back in every time that you're on it. You could delete the app entirely from your iPad if you so wish. You can also put restrictions in place. So if and when you are handing your iPad over to your kids, you can go into the parental controls facility within settings and put particular parameters that prevents them from opening certain apps.
My iPhone smells of acetone. Is it time to retire it or is it salvageable? If not, where do I dispose of it safely? Maybe they were taking off the nail varnish.
Yeah, that's
while using the phone.
That's a very, very specific one that I'll have to admit hasn't cropped up on my radar before. What I would do is go into the settings, go into battery and go into battery performance and just check and see how your phone is performing in terms of battery. I'd love to know what iPhone it is. If and when you decide to get rid of it, you've got a few different options. So you can either trade it in and give it over and they will wipe it, restore it and either ditch it or repurpose it. Or you could bring it to a Wii Centre and they make sure that everything is wiped.
Hi, Jess. Why can't I send text to certain numbers? I'm on a 48 plan. I cannot send text to radio or TV competition lines. I am in credit. I've checked everything, but it still won't work.
Yeah, so very often, so things for like the cash machine, for example, the 57557 number, they are specific competition lines. They do come at a premium rate. So very often, if you are looking to text a service that has one of those shorter numbers and a premium cost associated with it, some of the digital mobile networks struggle with it. So get onto your network and verify if there are any blocks in place, because essentially it would be an addition. So if you're on a flat fee of, say, $14.99 a month, and then you're texting a line that costs €2 or €2.50, that's an addition that you'd have to pay. So you may have to call the network and ask them to remove any barriers that are in place there.
I'm looking for a smartphone for my mum, who's in her 70s and has never used a smartphone before. As something that can do the basics, i.e. WhatsApp, read the paper, what would you advise? That's from Claire in Galway.
So the Samsung A range, I think, is the way to go. So there's, I think we're onto the A56. We reviewed it on the show 2 weeks ago. It has a really nice big screen. What I would suggest is that when you're setting it up, depending on her requirements, you can go in and you can tweak, say, the size of the keyboard, the size of the font. There are also other accessibility options that are there that will make it very easy for someone who's moving to their very first smartphone, and it will do all of those things that you need to do.
Can you buy a non-smartphone that can still send emojis? Asks Ron.
Yeah, the smartphone or the old school Nokia phones, yeah, they'd come up in text. So you know the way you use like a semicolon and then a closed bracket as a smiley face or a winky face or whatever it may be. So if you sent that from a non-smartphone, it would show up on my smartphone as an emoji. So the Nokia phones would absolutely do that.
This one about the new 7.0 Samsung update. Lots of people hate it. I'm avoiding downloading it. That's from Fiona.
Yeah, I've read quite a bit about the new user interface of Samsung. Some people don't like it. This happens every now and then. Apple does the same thing. They make huge, you know, drastic changes that takes people quite a while to get used to. I had the same thing when I moved to Windows 11. If you don't need to update as of yet for the performance of your phone, then I would say hold off, but at some stage you will need to update from a security point of view.
Okay, and perhaps a final one now. I want to get a bigger screen pre-loved Android phone via Mint or refurbed. What's the best value bigger screen Android? I'm currently with Oppo 5.
Yeah, so if you look on mintplus.ie, they will have the S23 or the S24 for a fraction of the price. And I would look at something like that. Alternatively, look and see if they have any of the Google phones. I'm a huge fan of the Google. I use the Google Pro 9. So look at the 7 or the 8.
Very good. Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. All you do is search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.